Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike De La Haas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Temple tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power juggles the ball. That's an error on Power. Minoso moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Minoso. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. De La Haz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Smith reaches second base with a double. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0 for 1 in the game. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. De La Haz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lattman is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. De La Haz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0-for-2 in the game. De La Haz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-2 in the game. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-3 in the game. Severs hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Temple steals second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Temple scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pearsall moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Francona moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Romano reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power is walked intentionally. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-3 in the game. DeLahaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. DeLahaz reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Romano scores. Power goes all the way around to score. DeLahaz moves to third. It's 9-0, Indians. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-3 in the game. Latman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hale now playing first base. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Carey moves to third. Lawler moves to second. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Don Larson. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball towards right. Kirkland catches it and throws to Romano, who throws to third to double up Carey. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio strikes out. The game is over. The final score. Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.